So you ready to do this? All right, let's roll with the news.
It's time for the most insightful wrestling show today. Wrestling Weekly is on the air.
Are we ready?
I'm very excited.
Please join us in the chat room at WrestlingWeekly.com to submit questions for tonight's guests.
Hello, this is Mick Foley, and you are listening to Doc Young.
He is my friend.
And the inimitable, Les Thatcher.
He's a legend. He's one of the greatest of all time.
You're listening to Wrestling Weekly.
The most dominant force in this business today.
And it all starts tonight.
Yeah.
We're the stars of this piece of...
And now, your host for Wrestling Weekly, Doc Young and legendary Les Thatcher.
It's Doc Young and Irish Pete Doyle here with you tonight on Wrestling Weekly. Les is kind of a no-show, Pete.
Man, you know, when you get to that certain level in the business... No, you just won't get out of bed for less than $6,000.
For anything.
Oh, I guess. Yeah.
Maybe less overslept, sort of like I certainly do sometimes.
No, don't make me sick.
Like, pull a Jeff Hardy.
Yeah. But, you know, I'm sure Les has a great excuse, because he would never no-show for no reason.
Right, that's true. We got a lot of great stuff for you coming up tonight. It's going to be a kind of a small edition of Wrestling Weekly tonight. Sanjay Dutt is going to be here, though, and Ricky Morton. So we've got two full guests in a little more than half a show. But it's going to be all right. I'm waiting to get on the air, like, so long. Now that I'm on the air, I don't know what to say.
Why? There's so much going on. What are you talking about? You guys kidding me.
We've had all these problems. That's going on with the server tonight. We got that fixed. And then Les is like MIA, so we didn't know where he was. But the big news today is that Shannon Moore has signed with WWE. Finally, the first strike from WWE stealing a TNA star.
Well, I've been reading all day that he hasn't actually officially signed yet. So I don't know. But, I mean, I think it's only evident that he will. You know, I don't think it's a major coup for WWE. You know, sure, Shannon's a hell of a talent, no doubt about it, but, you know, he's not top tier.
No. He's a good guy. He's a good wrestler. And he's still young, though.
Yeah. He is. And he's got a lot of mileage, but he's never going to be the Triple H or that status because of his size. And, you know, I think he definitely has a good chance of being one of the top cruiserweights ever in the WWE. And, I think it's definitely great for a SmackDown roster.
Yeah.
But I don't think it's that big of a deal, you know. Because no offense to Shannon, but no offense to the talent that's already on SmackDown, you know.
And there's rumors again already. There's rumors that they're going to team him back up with Matt Hardy.
I think that'd be great. I think they should do it right this time. Let them be who they are.
Yeah.
You know, let them do the Punk gimmick and let Matt be who he is. And I think you'll get a better product out of them that way.
Yeah, the Prince of Punk, though, is trademarked by TNA, so he can't be using that anymore.
Right.
But,
well, maybe he's not a King of Punk. Who knows?
Could be. Also, Jim Ross coming back is the other big news for the week. Jim Ross is going to be announcing Saturday night's main event this Saturday. That's big, big stuff.
Oh, it's huge. Yeah, it's definitely. It's going to be... It's going to be the touch that they needed for this special, you know. It's like I've been writing, you know, on my column on UPW.com, like I've been saying over the past few weeks. They need to bring it back to what it used to be. And I think by adding Jim Ross, you get that nostalgic feel to WWE, you know. And I think if you pair him up with somebody like Lawler or even Ventura, will be amazing, you know.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. Jim Ross is one of my favorite guys announcing, and he's one of my heroes, Pete.
One of your heroes.
He's one of my announcing heroes.
Have you modeled your physique after him?
Yes. I'm working on it.
You're working on it. Well, that's good to know.
If I keep up with the late night food and the beer, yeah, it's going to be all good.
Saturday. What else we got going on there? Saturday night's main event is going to be huge.
It's going to be, yes, yes, yes. I can't wait. Especially for the drinking contest. That's what I'm waiting for. I don't know if everybody else wants to watch wrestling or not, but I want to see the drinking contest between Steve Austin and JBL. Yeah, I wish I could get in there.
That'll be fun. I think there's definitely a high spot of comedy in there, you know, and with JR being back and everything, you know, it's definitely going to be a good portion of the show where I think maybe Steve will call JR in, they'll have a beer together, and that'll be a magic moment for the return of the show.
Yeah, it's going to – I'm surprised, though, that they're going to have an actual drinking contest on NBC. You know, I figure you'd say that for a special Raw or something like that. But
You know, I think NBC has definitely broadened their horizons in the last, you know, 15 years. And I think we can definitely see some things we thought we'd probably never see on the NBC show, you know.
Yeah.
With this, because I think NBC realized that no matter what shows they have on, that this will probably get a better rating if they let them be who they are.
The rating's going to be big. It's going to be telling exactly where things are going to go from here. And it could bring wrestling back to the forefront, like the good old days of the mid-90s. I'm very optimistic about this whole thing.
I think it'll be great. I think you know, this will do a big number, and then the next one, I think in June, we'll do a big number also, and then I think you'll see that it'll become a weekly show.
A weekly show?
Oh, of course.
Nah, I don't know
definitely
about that. It wouldn't make it special anymore.
Well, it's only special because WWE has this deal with NBC that they have two specials for the year, so that's why it's only a special right now, and that's what I'm calling it a special.
Okay.
I think once NBC see the numbers it can do, and the potential bringing in advertisers, they don't want to strike a deal where they're going to want this every week.
Yeah. So, did you hear the story about Eric Young?
Yeah, I did, actually. I read about it.
We just had Eric Young on the show a few weeks ago, and Eric Young had some surgery on the 7th, and he almost died from the anesthesia. He stopped breathing for 10 minutes in the recovery room, and Eric says he doesn't remember anything about it. And that he felt fine when he woke up, but boy, he's
That's
not
scary.
Looking forward to future surgeries or anything like that. And you know how the wrestlers are, they're getting surgeries all the time.
Yeah, yeah. And, I guess it's just one common surgery that he keeps having on his vocal cords or something.
Yeah.
So,
Just something real common and stuff like that. We have to get him back on the show and talk about his near-death experience sometime.
Yeah, you know, at least talk to him this time instead of, you know, having a snowstorm cut him off.
Yeah. Hardcore Holly had some sort of surgery, had some sort of arm injury last month. Last week he developed an infection in his arm, and he was hospitalized. Holly's still in the hospital at this time. So, we wish Hardcore Holly the best.
Yeah, I like Bob. He's a good guy, you know, so hopefully he gets recuperating pretty quick and back to full health.
Yeah, you worked with him when you were a writer for WWE, right?
Yeah, he's actually a nice guy. You know, some people don't see him like that. They see him as this big bully guy, but, you know, he's a guy who demands respect for everybody in the locker room,
mm-hmm.
the way it should be. And, you know, he plays it by the book old school, which is the way it should be.
Yeah.
And I have a lot of respect for Bob, you know. I just wish that they could find the right role for him, because I think that once you find, you know, a good spot for him, once you see how he can really be, and let him be who he is, I think he's another good hand that the SmackDown roster could really use.
Absolutely, I agree with you. Hardcore Holly is, every time I hear his name, he reminds me of that story that Mick Foley told in one of his books about the Christmas music. You know what I'm talking about?
No, I don't.
There was this story that goes, it's Mick Foley in a car, and I can't remember who he was driving with, but Hardcore Holly was in the back seat, and Mick Foley was playing Christmas music, and it was like June, and Bob was in the back complaining. It's like, I hate this music. What are you listening to this for? It's not even Christmas, and blah, blah, blah. And then Mick's like, Christmas is for all year round, you know, it's kind of music for all year round, and they're arguing about that, and then Mick puts in Elvis Christmas. And Bob's digging it, and he's doing the little sneer, and he's like, uh-huh. But Every time I see Bob or hear about him, it reminds me of that story.
That's great. I'm sure that's one of the few stories that you have of Bob Holly, because he's quite the river, you know?
Yeah.
And, I didn't know he was still in the hospital, and, you know, I definitely hope he has a speedy recovery.
Absolutely, me too. We got a great show for you guys coming up tonight. It's going to be Ricky Morton. He's our featured guest from the Rock and Roll Express. And also, we've got Sanjay Dutt on the show. He's been getting quite a push lately, and we're going to be talking to him about that. A lot of good stuff on the way.
I'm looking forward to it.
I'm looking forward to it.
I'm so excited.
You sound like it.
Yeah, well, so I'm sorry. You know, I'm so out of it right now. I wasn't even expecting to be on the show, so I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I apologize.
That's true. I had to call him up, and I'm like, Irish Pete, how you doing? I can't find Les. Will you do the show with me? Okay. Let's go. Who's the guest? And
you weren't even that polite, so don't even try to be the nice guy.
Irish Pete is just like, he's always ready.
Always ready to go, baby.
Always.
This is the business to be in, you know. This is so much fun. Why not, you know?
Absolutely. It sure is. How's your week been?
My week's been great, you know. It's been good so far. My big day tomorrow, you know. Being that I'm 100% Irish, I'm from, born and raised there. And
you going to be doing a little celebrating?
No, I'm not, because I'm working. I'm working my day job, and as soon as I leave that, I'm going to my night job at the bar, you know, and I'm sure that'll be pretty hectic. I'll have a few puffs towards closing time, but most of the day I'll be working. That's okay.
Cool.
Hey, I watched Raw on Monday. I thought Raw was hilarious.
Did you like it?
I thought it was good. I thought it was back to the good old days, kind of, in a way.
It is. A lot of people have said this is one of the best Raws in a while.
Definitely, you know. And people say what they want about WWE and Vince, but you gotta admit that when Vince is in there, he knows how to turn it on, and he knows how to be the heel, the biggest heel in the business right now. I mean, come on.
Mm-hmm.
It's his mannerisms, his reactions, you know, his tone of voice, everything. He does such a great job, and I think some of the heels should actually take note from him a little bit, you know, and find out just, and even sit down and talk with him, because Vince is very open when guys want to learn.
Definitely.
You know, and just get that magic little touch, you know, that's what they need. And Sean is just doing a great job as you know, this face going in here against this evil empire, like, you know. And I think Saturday Night's Main Event's going to be great. And I still think Marty Jannetty's going to come back and screw Sean.
You do?
I'm holding to that.
Hopefully. That would be, you know, I said a few weeks ago that would be stupid, but now, like, I've been thinking about it, and I was like, that would be cool just to have Marty back anyway. But if he was going to come back, you know, that's where they should go with it.
Definitely.
We're going to take a quick break, guys. When we come back, we've got our first guest, Sanjay Dutt from TNA. We're going to have him on the line. We're going to be talking about his new push in TNA, what's going on, maybe his reaction about Shannon Moore leaving, and lots of good stuff. It's Irish Pete Doyle and Doc Young here on Wrestling Weekly. I said your name first.
All right.
That's cool.
That's great.
We'll take a break. We'll be back right after this, guys.
Here's the latest news and information on Total Nonstop Action Wrestling. It's TNAWrestling.com. TNAWrestling.com. Log on right now and get your fix of all things TNA Wrestling. Event photos, streaming video, and all of the backstage gossip. It's just one click away. Plus, right now, you can find special savings in our merchandise area with a complete line of DVDs featuring Nevermore, the best of Raven, Enigma, the best of Jeff Hardy, and Phenomenal, the best of AJ Styles. Plus, all of our monthly pay-per-view events on DVD as well. And don't forget to check out photos of our lovely ladies in the knockout section. It's your online home for total nonstop action wrestling. It's TNAWrestling.com. TNAWrestling.com.
And now it's time for the news.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story. And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
Hello, this is Adam Martin from WrestleView.com with some breaking news. For all the latest and greatest in wrestling media, check out a brand new website at www.wrestlingmedianetwork.com, the new home of some of your favorite wrestling radio shows such as WTR Sunday Nights, Wrestling News Live, Monday Night Mayhem, Wrestling Weekly, and Trash Talking Radio. Also, a brand new show that will cover all the latest from the world of PS2, PS3, Xbox, and Xbox 360 video games, not to mention video interviews and other special wrestling video features. For your one-stop shop in the world of wrestling and video game media, visit our new home at www.wrestlingmedianetwork.com. This has been a breaking news update from WrestleView.com. I'm Adam Martin.
Back to you!
Hi there, folks. This is Joseph White here, and I'm here to tell you about a brand new show on www.wrestlingmedianetwork.com. The show is called From Pillar to Post Live, and it is taking Wednesday nights by storm, with such guests as AJ Styles, Christopher Daniels, Don West, indie star Human Tornado, and many, many others. This show is something you do not want to miss out on. That's P2P Live every Wednesday night at 9 p.m. Eastern, right after In Your Head. For more information, such as how to contact the hosts, upcoming guests, and to chat with other P2P fans in our forums, log on to www.p2plive.net. That's www.p2plive.net. We'll see you Wednesday night, folks.
Doc Young and Irish Pete Doyle back here with you at Wrestling Weekly. On the line right now from TNA and, of course, India, Bollywood, India, it's Sanjay Dutt. Sanjay, I want to thank you for once again returning to Wrestling Weekly.
No problem. How you doing, guys?
We're doing pretty good. I noticed you've been getting a big push lately on TV.
Yeah,
you know,
okay.
we've been seeing a lot more Sanjay Dutt. Are you excited
about
that?
Yeah, things are going real good, and, you know, with the time change and the day change with the Spike TV, I hope that things just get better.
Absolutely. I'm thinking of my next question. I forgot it.
Well, how about I ask a question, then?
You'll
have a side, Doc.
I'll ask a question, and then I'll go blank.
All right. So, but, Sanjay, can we get your, have you talked to Eric Young?
What's that?
Have you talked to Eric Young, and how's he doing?
Eric, oh gosh, he's all right, I guess.
That's some scary stuff.
Yeah.
We're just talking about that, so we're just going to be nice to get, you know, any official word on how he's actually doing. Cause,
I don't even know the details, really. He was there Tuesday, I know that much, and he was fine then, so I don't know.
Good deal, good.
Yeah.
Yeah, now you're only 23 years old, but you've been wrestling for how long?
About 5 years, a little more than 5 years now.
5 years, and finally getting on national TV, a big appearance on national TV. Big appearances, I mean, on national TV at 23 years old. What do you see for your future there?
You know what? I'm just hoping that I can take this as far as I possibly can, and after that, you know, try to stay in the industry in some kind of capacity. But you know, the future looks bright right now, and you know, Spike TV has given us a new time slot, and things are just going to get better with that. So you know, time is going to tell what's ahead in the future.
Are you going to be at the Detroit house show?
No, I'm not actually.
How many shows have they got so far now? Do you know?
House show wise.
As far as house shows, yeah.
I know that we got this Friday, and then the first set of house shows, the next set of house shows are going to be I think at the end of this month, March 31st and April 1st, and it's going to be in Danville, Virginia, and I believe Martinsville, Virginia, which is southern Virginia, right near the border of Virginia and North Carolina, and those are going to be promoted by the Hebners and Hermie Sadler under the UWF. So those are going to be the next set of house shows, and I believe the six-sided rings is going to be there as well. So it's going to give it a complete TNA feel and look.
Professor BNS in the chat room wants to know, is there really going to be a Team India at the World X Cup?
No, if there was, I don't know who's going to be joining me.
That was his next question. He said, who else would be on the team?
I don't know. Tiger Jeet Singh, maybe we could bring him back
from
retirement, maybe. I don't know.
Mr. VM WrestleMania Fever says, who would you like to have a singles feud with in TNA?
Ooh, geez, I'd like to have a feud with Alex Shelley, Chris Sabin even. Even Sabu, I think, would be really fun. Just because, you know, I grew up watching him, and he's always been, you know, sort of a mentor to me. So, you know, that would also be really cool.
I haven't got to see the Sprinkler much lately.
Yeah. it's taking a little hiatus, huh?
They're not letting you do the move anymore.
No, it'll be back. It's just taking a little break.
Have you thought about doing any other dances, or is it just the Sprinkler?
Just the Sprinkler, you know, trying to find out some variations to it, but, you know, it'll be definitely back. It's not gone.
Now, the last time you were on the show, I told you about a really dumb dance called the shopping cart.
Yes,
Have you looked this up or heard anything about this?
No, I haven't. You know, it seems like nobody else has heard of it either.
If we were on TV, I would get up and I would show you the shopping cart right now. You would be using it next week in TNA.
I need to search a little harder on Google then.
The shopping cart dance. Rhode Island Red says, do you have any interest in going to WWE at all?
Right now, no. I have no interest in that. Future probably holds a lot of different things, and who knows what that holds, but right now, I'm happy where I am.
Mm-hmm. Have you heard about Shannon Moore?
Yeah, I read that the other day.
What are your thoughts on that?
I don't know. I didn't expect that at all.
No, I didn't either.
I was assuming he was under a contract to TNA, but obviously we're all wrong in that. And I guess this shows you what happens when he's under a contract. He's gone.
Yeah.
So.
Are you still there, Pete? We lost Pete again.
Pete's gone. It's all you.
I knew it. I knew we were going to lose Pete. Because he's driving through that same canyon. Yeah, it is all me now. So you're really from India?
Yeah.
What part? Whereabouts?
My family was all from New Delhi.
New Delhi.
Yeah, I was born in the States. I was born in D.C. My entire family's from Delhi, and they moved here in the late 70s, and I was born in D.C.
Professor VNS has a question. I don't know how you're supposed to know the answer to this, but here's his question. We'll give it a shot. Is Sabu going to be eligible to do a one-night stand this year?
I don't think I would think no, just because he didn't do it last. What did he like do it last year?
I believe he did.
Yeah, he did. So maybe maybe. I mean, I don't know. I don't know. Yes or no. But
yeah.
I'm assuming if he did it last year, then he's going to do it this year. But who knows?
Mako wants to know what your views are on Sting coming back.
Oh, I think it was a big boost to the show, and I think it was a big boost to you know, the company. And I think things are going real good with him, and he came back on Sunday at the pay-per-view, so things are just getting interesting now. Things are heating up.
Have you been to India?
Yes. Actually, I've been twice when I was younger, and then just last September I did a two-week tour for TNA,
mm-hmm.
which was absolutely amazing. I toured the entire country with Sharkboy and Simon Diamond, and we've just basically, you know, spread the word of TNA through the country and hyped up the show. It airs on ESPN Star over in India, so we had a blast doing that. And it, you know, it treated me like royalty. It was just an amazing experience.
So it's pretty popular out there.
Huge. It's very huge.
Wow.
Yeah.
Brandon Bishop wants to know, how many nights a week do you work?
You know, a busy week could be four shows, five shows, and then, you know, slow week could be, you know, one or two. You know, it all depends on the week, but it usually bounces out. And you know, I'm usually on the road for an average of 2-3 days.
Do you have any indie shows that you're or indie promotions that you're sort of a regular in, that you regularly go wrestle at? And who would those be?
I just started back with CZW in Philadelphia. I took a break there for about a year, but I'm back there on a regular basis. And promotions like Jersey All Pro, NWA Cyberspace, the UWF now, which I guess are now going to be the TNA house shows officially. I'm regular for them as well, and that's all in the Northeast area. I've been a regular for UWA Hardcore in Toronto, which is a great promotion that everybody needs to check out. I think it's UWA Hardcore Wrestling.
So you're pretty much East-based.
Yeah, yeah, more or less, and, you know, the occasional flights out to the West Coast and Midwest.
Oh, I've seen you in the Midwest before. IWA.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, the, it was the tournament. I can't remember which tournament it was.
The King of Death?
The King of the Death matches.
Yeah, it's probably that one.
Ooh, those are good tournaments.
Yeah.
But you don't want to be in one of those hardcore matches, though, do you?
No, I'll sit back and watch.
What was it like being trained by Larry Sharp?
It was okay. I spent minimal time with Larry. He had opened a school in D.C., and he was there for the grand opening, and then he stayed for another couple of weeks and, you know, trained with him for a very short period of time. And then after that, I finished up my training in Virginia, right near where I live.
Excellent.
Yep.
What are your thoughts on Big Papa Pump coming back?
It was a surprise to me to begin with, but I think it's just like Sting, where we need those names that the casual audience is familiar with, that's going to spark a big ratings increase when we move to prime time on Thursday. So in that sense, I think it's a real good move.
Have you met him backstage? Is he a nice guy?
You know, just briefly, hello, and he was very polite and nice. So, you know, and I met him once before for Legend Show last year, and he was also polite there. So, yeah, I mean, I have nothing bad to say about him.
Yoshi wants to know if you play Backyard Wrestling for PS2, and do you play yourself?
I played it when it came out. I don't own any video game consoles, so... When the game came out, I had IDOS send me a copy. I went to my buddy's house. I played as myself. Yeah, I played as myself. I just played it a couple times. It was real fun. I still got the copy sitting here, but I have no way to play it.
Oh, that's got to be cool, though, to have yourself in a video game.
Yeah, totally. It was super cool.
But you didn't get the model for it, though, did you?
What they did was they took all my footage and they graphically rendered it and put it onto the game.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, so it's kind of different. But I did voiceover work, so that is my corny voice that you hear in the game.
Excellent, though. That's really cool.
Yeah, definitely.
How's the TNA video coming along?
I think that some guys are going to be going out next month or maybe a month after that and starting the graphic rendering, where they're going to hook up all the stuff to them and have them do the moves against the blue screens. So I think things are going real good. You know, I think the first batch is going out in a month or two, and then progressively from there, each other guy is going to go out there and do all their moves in front of the blue screen and get their stuff rendered.
So they're going to have the actual wrestlers do the modeling for that?
I believe so. And I think a couple months ago that we had our shots taken. Head shots and body shots and stuff like that. So things are moving.
Cool.
Yeah.
Do you know the roster that's going to be on the game yet?
I don't know.
Are you going to be in it?
Yeah, I am.
Excellent.
Yeah, I'm not sure the complete roster, but I would assume everybody that's on the roster right now that you will see in the game.
Mm-hmm. That's going to be cool. I'm a big gamer. I'm gonna be checking that out definitely.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it, man. It should be real fun.
Does Scott Steiner have a bunch of legion of freaks taking up space in the backstage area?
Yeah, there's like 20 of them, and they just take up like half the locker room, so they move this to another locker room. You know, and they take up half of the catering line as well. So.
What's that like? You'd be pushing freaks aside?
Yeah, seriously.
Like,
Excuse me, ma'am.
But a lot of socializing going on backstage now.
Apparently so.
It's like a dance.
Yeah.
Who were your favorite wrestlers growing up? Rhode Island Red wants to know.
Pretty much my all-time favorite was always Sabu. And then also Ric Flair, and I grew up as a big tape trader, reading the Observer and stuff, so I got a chance to see a lot of Japanese footage, and then, I was enthralled by guys like Benoit and Guerrero, Malenko, Tuco Scorpio, guys like that, the High Flying, Great Sasuke.
Mm-hmm.
Those are some of the guys that I really, you know, idolized growing up.
W. Lawson wants to know, who are your friends in the business?
I guess almost everybody, and I've never met anybody I don't like, but my close friends are guys like Alex Shelley, Chris Sabin, Amazing Red, Pete Williams. Those are some of my close friends.
Now, Alex Shelley, what's he like?
He's Did I say that? Did I say that on the air?
No.
Oh, geez. I'm sorry. Bleep that. Uh, he's a good guy. He's an interesting character. Put it like that.
I had talked to him before. I used to have him on AOL Instant Messenger when he was with, or when he was close to IWA and things like that.
Sure.
I had some of those guys on there, and I when we first started to do the show, I was asking him. I was like, "You want to come on the show?" And he's like, "No, I don't do interviews."
Yeah,
like Alex.
He's lame. He's lame like that. I'll talk to him. Maybe I can get him to come on.
Yeah, you got to get him to come on the show. Be like,
yeah.
"Hey, it's all good. They're not gonna ambush you." That some of the guys are worried about that. Chris Hero was pretty worried that we were gonna ambush him on the air. And I was like, how are we gonna ambush Chris Hero?
Yeah, what
there's nothing really bad to say about
him.
Yeah,
exactly. What could you ambush him with?
But he was pretty nervous about that, and he took a long time to make up his mind. He never actually did come on the show.
Jeez.
So I don't know. Some of these indie guys are harder to get than.
A lot of times, the office calls me up and has a lot of these interviews set up and stuff. And last time, I had a good time on the show, so
yeah,
no problems.
Professor VNS wants to know if there's going to be a decrease in morale if Goldberg comes to TNA.
I don't think decrease. I would think an increase.
Mm-hmm.
Just because the name value and stuff that Goldberg can bring to the show is what we're going to need when we hit Thursday nights. Names like that and guys like that who are going to bring in the casual fans that are going to bring in the advertising time that we need, I think that's going to help the company, and in turn it's going to help each and every single guy. So, guys like that, if they're coming in, man, please, come on in. I'm not going to be threatened at all.
Yeah, a lot of these guys are saying, there's two different ways to look at it, and a lot of these guys are saying that these guys are coming in and they're taking away jobs from the younger guys, and they're taking away airtime from guys like Monty Brown and Abyss.
Well, I mean,
and
that's
like that.
That's one way to look at it, but the other way to look at it, and what I think is being done, is it's those guys are coming in and they're helping the guys like Monty Brown and guys like that, elevate those guys and elevate the entire company as a whole.
Mm-hmm.
Because right now, 3 years that we've been doing this, we need all the help that we can get when we hit Thursday nights and we hit a prime time television slot. So we need those familiar faces and we need those names that the fans can associate with. And in turn, they're going to learn about guys like Monty Brown and Samoa Joe and Sanjay Dutt, et cetera, et cetera.
Mm-hmm. That's the other way to look at it. And there's a big debate going on right now about which way it is and things like that. But
sure.
I see it your way.
Yeah, I believe that that's what's going
to
happen.
And if Goldberg came to TNA, he's going to cost a little bit of money and stuff, of course.
Sure.
But there's going to be a lot of people tuning in that didn't watch TNA before, and that's just a definite plus.
These guys that are going to be costing money, they're also going to bring in money. So
in
any business, in any startup, you got to spend money to make money.
Mm-hmm.
And, that's pretty much what's been happening in the last 3 years. Is a lot of money is being spent, and I think right now, the fruits of everybody's labor is going to be paying off.
Shockage wants to know if you appreciate the way TNA respectfully portrays ethnic minorities like yourself, Samoa Joe and Ron Killings, compared to the way WWE treats them.
I think that's it's a good thing. Minorities in wrestling have always been taken advantage of, and if anything's wrong with you, if you're different in any way, you're going to be taken advantage of in wrestling. But I think TNA hasn't really taken advantage of anybody, but taken those differences and changes that each guy has and used it as a positive. So I think in that sense, it's awesome. And that was really my goal when I started wrestling. I said, I'm not gonna do the stereotypical stuff. I'm gonna try to do something with myself without taking that easy route. And I think TNA has opted not to take the easy route with guys like me and Samoa Joe.
Yeah, I agree with you absolutely. Have you ever had anybody like in the Indies ask you to do something like that?
No, actually, I never have. I think people. People see that if somebody's different, it's a positive, and let's take advantage of those positives.
Yeah. Another question from the chat room. What do you think of women wrestlers on the indie circuit? Who do you think are the best women wrestlers in the U.S. today?
I couldn't even tell you that many women wrestlers. The indies really isn't, full of that many indie girl wrestlers. I really don't even know, to be honest with you.
Do you get along with the ones over on TNA, like Jackie Gata,
sure.
Gail Kim?
Yeah, all of those nice girls. You know, as far as TNA goes, they really don't wrestle. So, I mean, they play their role. But, you know, none of them have really had matches. So I don't think there's a women's wrestling division in TNA, but they are women, and they're all nice girls, and they all play their role very well.
Can you stick with us during the commercial break? We're going to get Pete back and ask you a few more questions.
Sure.
All right. It's Doc Young here on Wrestling Weekly without Irish Pete, and we'll be back in a minute. We've got more with Sanjay Dutt coming up on Wrestling Weekly.
Here's the latest news and information on Total Nonstop Action Wrestling. It's TNAWrestling.com. TNAWrestling.com. Log on right now and get your fix of all things TNA Wrestling. Event photos, streaming video, and all of the backstage gossip is just one click away. Plus, right now, you can find special savings in our merchandise area with a complete line of DVDs featuring Nevermore, the best of Raven, Enigma, the best of Jeff Hardy, and Phenomenal, the best of AJ Styles. Plus, all of our monthly pay-per-view events on DVD as well. And don't forget to check out photos of our lovely ladies in the knockout section. It's your online home for Total Nonstop Action Wrestling. It's TNAWrestling.com. TNAWrestling.com.
And now it's time for the news.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story. And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
Hello, this is Adam Martin from WrestleView.com with some breaking news. For all the latest and greatest in wrestling media, check out a brand new website at www.wrestlingmedianetwork.com, the new home of some of your favorite wrestling radio shows such as WTR Sunday Nights, Wrestling News Live, Monday Night Mayhem, Wrestling Weekly, and Trash Talking Radio. Also, a brand new show that will cover all the latest from the world of PS2, PS3, Xbox, and Xbox 360 video games, not to mention video interviews and other special wrestling video features. For your one-stop shop in the world of wrestling and video game media, visit our new home at www.wrestlingmedianetwork.com. This has been a breaking news update from WrestleView.com. I'm Adam Martin.
Back to you!
Hi there, folks. This is Joseph White here, and I'm here to tell you about a brand new show on www.wrestlingmedianetwork.com. The show is called From Pillar to Post Live, and it is taking Wednesday nights by storm, with such guests as AJ Styles, Christopher Daniels, Don West, indie star Human Tornado, and many, many others. This show is something you do not want to miss out on. That's P2P Live every Wednesday night at 9 p.m. Eastern, right after In Your Head. For more information, such as how to contact the hosts, upcoming guests, and to chat with other P2P fans and our forums, log on to www.p2plive.net. That's www.p2plive.net. We'll see you Wednesday night, folks.
Doc Young and Irish Pete Doyle is back here on Wrestling Weekly.
I paid my bill.
Yes, finally. We got Sanjay Dutt on the line. Going to ask some more questions with him. Sanjay, thanks for sticking around with us during the commercial break.
No problem.
So a lot of people were talking about your match on Sunday, saying that it was really great. How do you think that it went?
I was real happy with it. I was actually really, really happy with it. I think the key there was that we got a good we went a good 20 minutes and we had a lot of time there. We took our time and I think it was a really good match. I was real happy with it.
Are they going to keep you guys together as a team?
I'm not sure. I think maybe. I'm not sure. I think now the whole focus is going to be in the World X Cup right now. So I believe it's going to. I think Jay Lethal's already won a slot and Sabin's already won a slot and I have a match on Saturday night on Impact. The winner gets a shot to get in the team.
Yeah. Can't tell us who's going to win.
No, we're going to see what happens.
Okay. Pete, You got any questions for Sanjay there?
I don't know if you guys went over this when I got disconnected there, but just, you know, it seems like that when a lot of guys get released from WWE and they go to TNA, they have this negative attitude back towards where they came from. Does that influence you in any way if you were ever made an offer by WWE? Does that, like, go, holy crap, I don't want to go there because I see how
You know what? I mean, you're always going to keep whatever you hear in the back of your mind, but, you know, it's up to the individual to make an educated decision and find out the facts and see what's best for him. But, I mean, you're always going to keep what you hear in the back of your mind, but you always got to make the right decision for yourself.
Very good. How do you see, in the next year, how do you see TNA progressing? I mean, do you think that they'll get to the point where they can have a weekly 2-hour show?
I'm positive that's the goal. I know that's the goal, but, you know, how soon is it going to come? I don't know. Do I think it will come? Yeah, I think it will. I think now the company is in the strongest state that it has been since its inception. So I think now is the time to jump ahead, and we are jumping ahead. We're taking a lot of strides, and we're, you know, taking a lot of chances, and so far everything's paid off. And with the move to Thursday, I think more changes are going to come, and things are just going to get better.
Are you still wrestling for Ring of Honor?
No, I haven't done a Ring of Honor show in a couple of years. I stopped doing it way back when a little controversy happened.
Let's see up to date on things there, Doc.
I know. I know he was with Ring of Honor. I haven't seen him lately as well.
Yeah, it's been a while. You know, actually, this last Saturday at Ring of Honor, I was part of a CZW invasion, and we all came out and invaded. So.
Oh, excellent.
So I made some sort of appearance at a Ring of Honor show.
Yeah, that's true. That counts.
Yeah, that counts.
In my opinion. How was Japan? You worked at 01.
Yeah, it was tremendous. I really learned a lot, and more or less I spent all of last year there and working full-time there, and I learned a lot. I became a better performer, I think, and it really saved my wrestling career because at that point I had nowhere else and nothing else, and Japan really came around, and I love it over there, and at times I wish I could just go there full-time.
Really?
Yeah, I love it. Love
it's, a, it's a lot harder over there because...
Yeah, it is.
Because
you have to speak
Japanese or whatever, and
right. There's a language barrier, but you know, wrestling is the same wherever you go.
Mm-hmm. So you guys don't really get to talk about what's going on, what's going to go on in your match before it happens.
It's hard to, yeah.
Yeah. So do you have translators or anything that help you?
There's one guy in the 01 roster that spoke perfect English, and he would help us out whenever we needed some help. But
but mostly just feel through.
Yeah, yeah. It's just that's wrestling, man, and that's why I just loved it over there.
Excellent. Let's see if there's any more questions from the chat room. How do you think the X division in TNA is different from the cruiserweight division in WWE? That's from WrestleFan.
Well, I think the X division obviously is much different. I don't think any limits are put on what we can do and what we're allowed to do. We're just told to go out there and do our thing. And a lot of us have you know, worked this style of wrestling for a long time, and you know, we're just getting to showcase it on a national level. So it's definitely different for a lot of fans, and I think that's what makes it so special.
Sanjay, I want to thank you for being on the show.
Thank you, guys.
Hopefully we can have you back again soon, and good luck on your match this Saturday.
Definitely. Thank you, guys. Appreciate everything.
It's an honor. TNA Impact, guys. Catch it every Saturday.
Saturday night.
At 11 o'clock Eastern.
Yep.
All right. Sanjay, I want to thank you for being on the show, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, guys. Take care.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Sanjay Dutt here on Wrestling Weekly, guys. Pete, he was a pretty good interview. He's not scared to come on our show.
Buff Bagwell does interviews. Come on.
Buff Bagwell. He was a good interview last week. You missed it. He cleared up a lot of controversies. Did you hear the show?
I'm sure you believe every word of it. My God.
I believe.
He's one of the boys.
Here's what I believe.
He's a salesman. He knows. Actually, that's probably the only thing he knows how to sell is a story.
Here's what I believe. I believe that Buff believes what he's saying.
Of course he does.
And you know, that's good enough.
You know, I rib him a lot, and he's probably not that bad of a guy. I just didn't like the experience I had with him when I was at WWE, and, you know.
You want to talk about that?
Well, Well, no, just the whole thing where he, you know, I mean, I don't care. I'll talk about it. I think I mentioned it before where, you know, that we had just bought WCW, or not we, but, yeah, I guess we, WWE, had just bought WCW, and part of the thing with WWE is the guys go out there earlier in the day, go over their stuff, warm up, and you're talking about veterans like Taker, Austin, you know, Shawn Michaels, Triple H, Big Show, everybody
mm-hmm.
goes out there and warms up, does their stuff, goes through the motions, and, you know, Buff was hanging out backstage, and one of the agents said to him, well, are you going to go out and warm up with everybody? He's like, well, no, I don't need to, you know?
Oh, yeah, he did talk about that, too.
Oh, did he?
Yes.
You know, what was this story?
He said that there was a big meeting, and they told people not to be fake and not to kiss up and do things that you don't normally do and be yourself. And so he said he never warms up. And he said, you know, right after that meeting, they were asking him if he wanted to warm up and stuff like that. And so he said he had to either pick between being fake and warming up just to kiss up or being real like they told him to be and not warming up because that's what he doesn't warm up. So he said he picked being real.
Obviously, he doesn't understand the point of what they meant by don't be fake, be real, is be the person you are as far as your attitude, not your attitude towards the business. You respect the business how the business wants you to respect it. In the case of everybody goes out there and trains. Whether
right.
you've done it before or not, it's not an option. If you say you don't need to, get legends like Taker, Austin, and everybody else does,
mm-hmm.
you're saying you're better than these guys, nobody ever comes backstage and acts out arrogant. And I don't think he understood what was being put towards him, and I definitely think it was a miscommunication
mm-hmm.
between whomever made that speech and Buff.
Yeah.
And I think that's where it went wrong, you know, and I think he should have understood it better, and I think maybe it should have been explained a little bit better to him. So maybe that's where the whole miscommunication went, you know. But then the whole limousine fiasco, too, was just ridiculous.
Yeah. Rhode Island Red wants to know what it was like managing Greg Valentine.
Oh, who?
Greg Valentine.
No, who asked that? I know who Greg Valentine is.
Rhode Island Red.
How does he know I manage Greg Valentine?
I don't know. He's a big Pete Irish Pete Doyle fan, I guess.
He needs to watch more TV. it was great. It was just a one night spur of the moment thing. Me and a guy who manages or used to manage in UPW, who's actually the voice on Monster Garage right now, the Big Swag.
Uh huh.
You know, we used to go up to Oxnard and do shows, and we went up for this one show. I was ring announcer and commentator, and he was color commentator, and he. Swag, Brett Wagner, is one of the most colorful and entertaining guys that has never made it in this business, and I don't know how. He has that voice and he has that persona that just would be perfect for WWE. I don't know how he's never made it. But we went up there, and the main event was Doink the Clown versus Big Swag, versus Greg Valentine.
Uh-huh.
And, of course, Greg was over huge at the face. And Doink was, you know, he played the heel pretty good.
The evil clown.
And, you know, me and Swag were getting into it all evening. And, you know, Doink came over and squirted me, I believe, and he was laughing with Swag. And Greg Valentine came over and got them away from me. And I got in the ring with Greg then, and I took his robe off, and we just went from there. I was in his corner, and Swag was in Doink's corner, and I went from there, and it was a lot of fun, and Doink, you know, ended up chasing me around, and Greg would get him with a clothesline, I believe, happened on the outside or something like that, I vaguely remember, and, you know, it was a lot of fun, it was good. Greg's for a guy who's, you know, as old as he is now, and then that's no disrespect, but, you know, he's not in his prime anymore, he put on a hell of a match, you know,
mm-hmm.
and, I just would love to see him do more stuff in this business still.
Yeah. He'd be a great guy to get on the show.
Definitely.
You should call Greg Valentine and say, hey, remember me? I managed you once. And he'll be like, no.
No. who? How'd you get my number?
Yeah. Rhode Island Red says, what are your thoughts on Brother Love?
Oh, Bruce?
Yeah.
Or the person or the actual character?
I don't know. Character.
I love Brother Love.
The character.
I thought Brother Love was amazing. It was so funny and comical, which was meant to be that way. You know, it was meant to be a kind of a jab. You know, and I thought it was great. And the guy playing it, Bruce Pritchard. I love Bruce. You know, I worked so close with Bruce when I was at WWE, and he's such a great guy. You know, and he you know, taught me a lot. You know, and you know, I think Brother Love was such a great character. I'd love to see him come back. Actually, I'd love to see him on Saturday Night's Main Event. I'd love to see a talk show battle royal where you have Piper, Brother Love, Brutus Beefcake, you know, and all the old guys that used to have the barbershop and all that stuff.
Throw in some new ones, Edge and Carlito.
Not those. You want the legends, baby.
Bring Jericho back.
Oh, yeah. Well, I wouldn't be surprised to see Chris back in the ring before the end of this year.
Now they want to know what it's like managing Sean O'Hare.
Sean is great. I expect to see Sean back in WWE before the end of this year, and I'd put a big wager on that too. When the last time I managed him before he went and got his jaw broke and moved back to North Carolina, it was him and Chuck teaming up, and I was managing them against Tom Howard and Sylvester Turkai,
mm-hmm.
and we're getting pumped up backstage, and I'm always excited to get out there real quick because I love performing,
mm-hmm.
and Sean goes, go ahead, you go first. I go out there, and I'm standing there. I think the two of those guys are behind me. They haven't even come through the curtain yet.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm standing there like an idiot for like, I felt like forever. I'm looking behind me, and they're not coming. I'm like, oh, shit. And I'm sorry, but I'm standing there like a complete idiot. And I bet they come out and just walk right by me like I'm not even there. And it was just, oh, my God. That's pretty good.
That's funny. That's a good one. Let's take a break, guys, and let's get Ricky Morton on the line. He's going to be our featured guest, and should be a good interview. It's going to be a good one, guys. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back after this.
Hey, do you find that wrestling is more to you than just a passing fancy? Do you need to know more about your favorite wrestler? Do you absolutely have to know all about their history? You, my friend, aren't just passionate. You're obsessed.
Geez, you know, that information might have been a little more useful to me yesterday.
We have a fix for that.
Throw me a frickin' bone here. Need the info.
Check out obsessedwithwrestling.com. All the info you need to know about everyone. Located at www.obsessedwithwrestling.com. Histories, title info, bios, aliases, real names.
Once again, things that could have been brought to my attention yesterday!
If wrestling isn't just a passion, then an obsession. Check out www.obsessedwithwrestling.com today.
Hi there, folks. This is Joseph White here, and I'm here to tell you about a brand new show on www.wrestlingmedianetwork.com. The show is called From Pillar to Post Live, and it is taking Wednesday nights by storm, with such guests as AJ Styles, Christopher Daniels, Don West, indie star Human Tornado, and many, many others. This show is something you do not want to miss out on. That's P2P Live every Wednesday night at 9 p.m. Eastern, right after In Your Head. For more information, such as how to contact the hosts, upcoming guests, and to chat with other P2P fans in our forums, log on to www.p2plive.net. That's www.p2plive.net. We'll see you Wednesday night, folks.
Doc Young and Irish Pete Doyle back here with you at Wrestling Weekly. Pete?
Yes?
We have a problem.
What?
We have a problem.
No such thing on this show.
I know. But Ricky Morton's cell phone's not available. He must be out of the area or something. He must have totally forgot.
Oh, it's okay.
I should have called him earlier today to remind him, but I did not.
Way to go.
I usually call the guests. And, this whole show, this whole night, has been my fault. No blaming Les. No blaming the server.
Unless you people like the show, then it's my fault.
Yeah. Wait a minute. All right, so we're just going to go on. With some more questions for Pete there.
Oh, well, not just me, but anything. You know, you, me, somebody.
Ooh, here's a good one, though, from the chat room. What do you think of WWE bringing back Henry O. Godwin, who wrestled at OVW's TV taping last night?
Well, I mean, is he going to come back as Henry O. Godwin, or is he going to come back as Mark Canterbury? I can't even talk. And it all depends how they bring him back. You know, Henry O. Godwin, I think we'll get a big pop when he comes out because people go, oh, you know, because he is, you know, a legend, kind of, you know. I know he didn't accomplish much when he was with WWE originally, but it's one of those old faces like, you know, oh, holy crap.
Mm-hmm.
I think it'll get that kind of feel for about a month, and then it'll be like, kind of like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'm over this already.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And I think maybe he does it for a month and then says to hell with this crap and turns heel and, you know, but I think it'd be fun for him to come out and give the slop bucket to the Boogeyman or somebody, you know?
Yeah.
Something like that, you know, something gimmicky like that, where he'd give the slop bucket to somebody, Mark Henry or something.
But not the Boogeyman. The Boogeyman's unbeatable.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
the character is.
Right. But, I mean, I don't know, maybe he teams up with the Boogeyman. Somebody throws worms on him, then you throw puke on him, and we're all set.
Yeah.
What a tag team.
It's all good. VNS says, this is a weird question. Who was the UPW trainee that was featured in that documentary about Ultimate University, and he ended up going to jail for something stupid and was to be released in 2005?
Matt Hall. Psycho Matt Hall.
They said, whatever happened to him?
You know, I don't know. Last I heard, he got out of prison. I know that much.
What did he go to prison for?
I don't know if I want to go into all that. I mean,
okay.
I know he got into a fight with someone, let's put it that way.
Okay.
And he got the upper hand and did quite a number, let's put it that way.
So he beat someone silly?
Yeah, on the freeway. I don't want to get into these things, and look, you pull it right out of me. No, I mean,
it's okay, but he got in a fight and he won.
He got in a fight and he won, yeah, pretty well. But you know, the thing is, though, he's actually, this time I spent around him, you know, in Ultimate University, he's a soft-spoken, polite guy, but I think whatever happened that day, I don't know. I wasn't there.
Road rage could do a lot to you, I guess.
Yes, it can. So anyway, he got out of prison, and I believe the last UPW show we had, he was supposed to be on it, and he was supposed to be training to come back, and something happened, and he wasn't going to be a part of it anymore. So, and that's the last I heard about him. But you know, he's around somewhere.
Okay. What are your thoughts of Gagne being in the Hall of Fame?
Of who?
Gagne.
Oh, yes. I'm sorry. Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Amazing. I mean, if it wasn't for him, you know, people credit Vince for this industry the way it is right now, and definitely. But you got to credit to who got the business to where Vince took it over, and that was Vern Gagne.
Yeah.
You know, definitely.
But he never worked for WWE or anything like that.
But it doesn't matter. Vince owns the whole AWA, everything library right now.
But this could be a good thing. They're branching out now.
Oh, I think that's great. I love it. I love the fact that one company can appreciate everything that's been done in this business in other promotions. And I want to see more of this. And we're definitely going to see more of it every year.
I do, too. I want to see some, wow, there's so many people now that they can induct if they're not just going with WWE or people who made their bones in WWE.
Mm-hmm.
But, wow.
I'd like to see Inoki.
Antonio?
Yes.
Yeah.
1 year. I mean, not this year because, you know, you've already got Eddie who's deceased. And I think if you put too many people who are deceased, it kind of becomes all, like, kind of morbid almost, you know. So I think maybe next year, Inoki, because he did a lot for this industry in Japan, you know, and
mm-hmm.
And over here too.
Now I have a question for you.
Yes.
Then which storylines can you take credit for when you worked for WWE?
Full credit?
Yeah.
None.
None. They're all team effort.
Yeah.
Okay, not full credit, but ones you came up with. Is there anything that we would you know, is there anything that we would recognize?
I'm not quite sure. I know I was a big advocate on the gimmick battle royal at WrestleMania 17.
Ah.
I was all for that, you know.
Yeah.
Gosh, one storyline, not that I can think off the top of my head, and that was part of my frustration there before I said, okay, enough's enough, I'm out of here, was, you know, some of the thought process when I was there, because that year was a horrible year, which is sad because that year could have had so much potential.
Mm-hmm.
When we bought WCW, I did not want it to be the way it was. That whole invasion angle.
Right.
Killed me.
I don't think anybody wanted that.
Yeah. My concept was to have WCW guy versus a WWE guy.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have an ECW guy screw the match out, you know, get thrown out because this ECW guy comes in and destroys the match.
Right.
I was like, what the? You know, just like always, when WCW and WWE were trying to get those ratings, there was ECW in the background always sticking his hand up in the air saying, hey, look at us, we're even cooler, you know? And that's what it would remind the fans of. And then you have, you know, you go to the next pay-per-view or whatever, and you have this big tag team of the top WWE guys at the time and the top WWF guys, or the top WCW guys at the time. And that's like, that's huge, you know? And these guys haven't touched each other or been in the ring with each other before. So you save it for a pay-per-view, not for a freaking Monday Night Raw, where it's a cluster between Buff Bagwell and Booker T. I mean, please, that was the worst freaking match they could have put on the show. You know?
Yeah.
And you save something big for a pay-per-view, and then you have, you know, ECW try to get involved. There's a big melee. And then you keep all of them separate, and you don't have Stephanie on one, Shane on the other, and Paul handing this over to that. And that was not real. Everybody saw through that, you know?
Was there immediate reaction backstage that, oh, this match sucks?
Oh, definitely. Oh, yeah. Big time.
Was Vince, like, out of his mind with anger?
From what I heard, he was in Gorilla.
Uh-huh.
I was back in his room, in his office, with the other people on the team, Bruce and what have you,
mm-hmm.
and Michael Hayes. And, oh, as Michael Hayes would say, it was the drizzling shit, you know?
Yeah.
It was just horrible, and it went downhill so fast. Yeah, I mean, it was just terrible. And the one thing that capped it all off was, I don't know if anybody caught this when they were watching the show at the time or if they have it on tape, but when you have Austin and Angle, they had Booker and Buff backstage, and they were doing a number on Booker, and Buff's like, yeah, man, yeah, and they throw Booker out at the back door. And then Buff's like, yeah, give me a high five or whatever. And they look at Buff, and they do a number on Buff then. And they throw Buff out the door, and Buff kind of stops and crawls to the ground. Like, I'm not going to hurt myself. It's like, come on. Get the hell out of here. You don't even deserve to be in this ring, you know?
Yeah.
Something like that bothered me about Buff at the time. Like I said, he could be a nice guy. I don't know.
VNS says, whatever happened to Smelly from UPW?
Actually, Smelly is in a powerlifting competition up north. He actually lives up in Santa Barbara area right now with his wife, his beautiful wife. And I believe they have a kid now, and maybe one on the way, a little Smellies. And he's been working out so hard right now as a powerlifter, and he's in this competition right now. And I guess he has a really good shot at going for it. So
it says his catchphrase was, I'm Smelly, and I'm sticking to it.
That's right.
Oh my God!
But
man.
But you know what? He was funny. He was good, and he was funny. And he had these silly hats he come out and he'd throw candy out to the crowd, and then he'd rip on the kids. you'd have to see it. It was humorous.
I have to see Smelly.
Yeah, no, he's funny. Actually, if you look him up on the internet, you'll find stories about him. His brother is Mad Dog Mike Bell, who wrestled some dark matches in the WWE or WWF back in the 90s on Superstars and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then he's the one that actually got thrown on his head by, not Smelly, but his brother, Mad Dog Mike Bell, is the one who got thrown on his head by Saturn that one time.
Yeah. Let's see, Pete, if you were booking Bagwell versus Gene Snitsky, how quick would Bagwell lose and how many times?
And how many what?
And how many times?
That's a beautiful thing. I don't know if I could ever book that. I don't know where
man.
To start.
This show has become this whole Bash Buff Bagwell thing, man.
Well, no, I didn't say anything. I'm asking questions. But the thing is, how could you book a match like that? You know, what are you going to do? Okay, first of all, you guys lock up. And they look at you like, what do you mean lock up? Never mind.
What?
I think that was over your head.
I think it did.
Yeah.
I'm going to listen to the replay later and be like, oh.
Yeah. Well, I definitely have Snitsky go over.
Where is he anymore, man?
Huh?
Where is he anymore?
He's relegated, I think, right, to Heat or whatever.
I don't know. I haven't seen it. I don't watch Heat.
He was relegated to the internet.
Yeah, I should start watching the internet shows a little bit more.
Yeah.
But I just don't. What are your thoughts, Pete, on the current writing team with veterans like DiBiase, Hayes, and Dusty taking orders from writers who couldn't succeed in Hollywood?
Well, ooh. I mean, Hayes has always been on the writing team. He's been on there for years, and he doesn't take orders from anybody, let me tell you that much.
Right.
Michael, when he has a solid idea that he believes in, he goes to bat, and he'll yell the freaking house down. He'll argue with Vince till the cows come home, you know, until he gets his point across. And, you know, nobody takes orders from anybody there, really. Sure, you have the head of a writing team. All that means is that at the end of the day, that person takes all the collective ideas, presents them to Vince. Vince says yay, nay, whatever, and then you type up the show, and that makes you the head writer. That's all a head writer is.
Mm-hmm.
You don't give orders to people. You know, Vince will say, okay, this guy's writing this pre-tape. And you just say to this guy, hey, you're writing this pre-tape.
I could just see Dusty taking some more. Hey, Dusty, go make me some copies.
Yeah.
Like a 21-year-old kid.
Definitely not. Believe me, those guys have more respect than any of those writers backstage. And I don't think Dusty's a writer. He's a booker. Or he's an agent, isn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Are they agents? DiBiase and Dusty, there's a difference between agents and writers.
Yeah. Pete, your thoughts on Johnny Ace and the Hebners not being in WWE anymore?
I miss Earl. You know, he always knew when Earl was reffing a match that it was gonna be ref very well.
Yeah.
And ref is a very important part of a match.
They don't get a lot of credit that they deserve.
They don't. You know, Kaderas is a good ref, but oh my gosh, one guy I used to hang out with when I was working there. Why am I going blank right now? I always go blank on this guy's name. The main ref on Raw right now? Gosh.
Anyway.
I used to go drinking with him. Yeah, he is probably the best ref they have. Mr.
Yeah.
No Name. I'm such an idiot. But yeah, refs are definitely a vital part of any match. And Johnny, I like Johnny. You know, I always get along with Johnny. I email him now and then, you know, and see what's going on and see where I could fit in, if ever.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he's always very responsive and very, very straightforward and honest. And I think some people...
So he just honestly tells you no.
Well, no, it's not that, you know. I mean, you know, I'm hopefully working on some other stuff with them, you know.
Yeah.
And he's honest. And, you know, I'd rather somebody say no because you suck, or no, because I'm not looking for that right now,
mm-hmm.
instead of saying, oh, yeah, you know, we'll take a look at you in 6 months. And some guys can't handle the honesty, and that's why they don't like Johnny.
Right.
You know, because they have these egos, which you tend to get in this business. And when somebody's brutally honest with you, they're like, what the hell?
That's something about the old school guys. You can count on them to be honest.
Oh, definitely. Definitely.
They'll just tell you straight out.
Yeah.
I've had Les tell me straight out things. Many times.
Yeah, I'm sure.
But we're going to wrap things up for tonight, and we're going to be getting out of here in just a couple of minutes. I want to thank Irish Pete for coming on such short notice.
Oh, it's always a pleasure. I love this show, and obviously the listeners are very knowledgeable, and thank you for listening.
Yes, we get quality listeners. That's what I like about it. And that's what Les says, too, all the time, guys. That you guys are quality listeners.
Oh, and hey, my website should be, I'm hoping within the next month, it hasn't been updated in probably like a year and a half.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've been just so busy with just life. And plus, we haven't been doing UPW shows, so there's really no point of, or no reason to update it.
Right.
But we do have a UPW show back this Saturday at the OC Dojo in San Clemente. We're going to start running again, and I'm going to bring out my new faction. My new stable this Saturday.
What's the name of it?
The Westies.
The Westies.
Taken off of the Westies that were in the west of New York in Hell's Kitchen back in the day. Vicious Irish Mafia.
Cool.
Yeah, so we're looking really forward to this. I'm not going to tell you who's in the faction because that'll spoil it. Not that there's many UPW fans probably listening. But, yeah, we're back this Saturday, or the 25th, I'm sorry, not this Saturday, the 25th. And I should have my website back up and running and full-fledged and hopefully within the next month.
Cool.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
We'll put a little link for Wrestling Weekly on there.
Awesome. I would appreciate that.
Yeah.
We want to thank WrestleTalk Radio for their help tonight. Also, don't forget to check out ObsessedWithWrestling.com. Check out what Les is up to, guys, over at LesThatcher.com and EPWT.com. That's the Elite Pro Wrestling Training Seminars. They're going to be doing a show coming up in Chicago. You can go to EPWT.com.
And if
I say a show, they're going to be doing a training camp up there in Chicago.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
And Indianapolis pretty soon, too.
Hopefully. Well, if anybody runs into him, can they let him know he's got an internet radio show next Thursday?
Yeah. If you guys see Les, tell him that he's got a show coming up. But next week, it's going to be a good show, guys. We've got Dr. Tom Pritchard coming on the show.
I love Tom.
Speaking of EPWT and WWE, Dr. Tom Pritchard. And our featured guest, the man. The man, Samoa Joe.
Oh, Samoa Joe. You kidding me?
Samoa Joe going to be on the show next week.
I worked with Joe for years out here in California.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah.
We should get you on, too.
Oh, I'd love to talk. I'd love to say hi. I haven't seen the guy in at least a year.
So check it out next week, guys. Samoa Joe, Dr. Tom Pritchard on Wrestling Weekly. We're going to be cutting out of here for Irish Pete Doyle. I am Doc Young. We'll see you guys next week.
Been listening to Wrestling Weekly. Please join us next Thursday from 8 to 10 Eastern here on www.wrestlingweekly.com.